Hello, friends, and welcome to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope this message will equip, encourage, and edify you in your journey of life. We'd love to connect with you. Please email us at info@coastlinecc.org. And for more information about our church and our services, visit coastlinecc.org. Now let's open our hearts and open God's Word. Heaven is a real place. I'm going to try that again. Heaven is a real place.
Amen.
Amen. I hope you believe that. Because if heaven isn't real, what hope do we have here on this earth? What are we living for? And by the way, we're not living just to get a bunch of rewards and crowns just to hold on to ourselves. What are we going to do with those crowns? We're going to lay them at the feet of Jesus one day.
Amen.
Sometimes the Lord has a funny way of kind of slapping me upside the head. And I'll be honest with you, as I always am, I've been feeling a little down lately about some things in my life. I've praised God for the church. Praise God for what he's doing in this church. But have you ever had it kind of personally where you feel like you're just not enough? Ever been there? You feel kind of like, man, like I'm grateful for all these things, but I feel like I don't really have a lot to offer, you know, whatever. Fill in the blank with your story. My details are different than yours, but you're like, man, I don't have a lot of money. You look around some of these houses, and I think I said it last week, maybe I forgot to tell the story here, but I pulled into Stop and Shop with my old beat up 04 F-150 with a rusty bumper, no muffler, no tailpipe. Drives okay. And I saw in my rearview mirror when I was parked in the spot, and maybe he wasn't doing this, but I felt a little judged. As I looked in the mirror and I saw the guy with the sunglasses walking by with the bag of groceries, looking at my truck like how did that thing get here? Is the tow truck on its way? And I saw him in the rearview mirror. He didn't know I could see him, and I wanted to be like, hey, you leave her alone, you know? But I'll tell you, it's just, this is the enemy. The Spirit of God doesn't do this to us.
Right.
But the enemy will just be like, look what you have to show for yourself at 35. You ain't got no money. Church ain't got no money. Thank God your wife's a nurse, because your paychecks ain't doing the trick. And he just starts telling you how worthless and how much... If you had just back then done this, you wouldn't be in this position. And that, look at that truck you're walking by. That's a nice truck. And look at that house you're driving by. You don't even own a house. You're renting. And he just starts making you feel really bad about yourself. By the way, my kids don't make me feel that way. My wife doesn't make me feel that way. You guys don't make me feel that way. The Lord sure doesn't. In fact, I can't think of anybody I've met in the last 5 years that has ever made me feel less than. And yet, one whisper from the enemy. And you start, But I say all that to say, then you catch a glimpse of heaven. Then you sit in a funeral home and you see a good man, a godly man, and you see all these people here because of a man's faithfulness. And that was my wife's grandfather this past week, downtown Holyoke, La Rosa Funeral Home, and so many gathered on Tuesday night and Wednesday, and we all, and listen, I don't speak Spanish, but my uncle, my wife's uncle, is a recording artist and a beautiful singer and instrumentalist. And he stood up there in front of the casket and in that funeral home, led the whole crowd in these beautiful songs of worship in Spanish. I didn't know what they meant, but I didn't need to know what they meant. I know they were lifting up Christ. And I sat there and I said, I'm not living for money. I like it a little bit sometimes when I need to pay a bill. But I'm not I can't live for that stuff. I can't live for those physical rewards here on earth. Sure, in the moment they're nice. Hey, a big house would be nice. A new truck would be nice. But at the end of the day, what am I working toward? What am I preparing for? Because the scriptures say, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. It says, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust doth not corrupt. Listen, nothing decays in heaven. Listen, my truck's decayed pretty good. The moth and rust hath corrupted the truck. Okay? And I was reminded this week, Pop, at your dad's funeral, I said, man, there's so much more to live for. And I'll work a job, and I'll save my money, and I'll buy things like you will. But may I not find my identity in the things of this world. We're in John 14 today. John 14. The message today is, I believe that this life is not the end. I believe that this life is not the end. One day, I'm going home. And the time I am able to spend with Jesus Christ in a real place called heaven forever and ever makes my life here on earth, however many years I live, 35 so far, hopefully I make it to 150, we'll see. But however long I'm here on this earth, it's going to be a speck on eternity. What I do here on earth matters, yes, and we'll talk about that. But I want to remind you this morning, and challenge in some ways you this morning, I believe that this life is not the end. Heaven is a real place. John 14, verse 1, Jesus is speaking to his disciples. That's what he says. Let not your heart be troubled. Verse 1, John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. By the way, a wonderful scripture, a wonderful word for hurting people. I can't tell how many times I've done a funeral, and this is the passage that I go to. Because right off the bat, you're telling these hurting people who just lost a loved one, you're saying, hey, Jesus spoke this to his disciples, and now he's speaking it to you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Wonderful scriptures about heaven. Where Jesus is. Your scripture might say mansion. So you might have a Bible that says rooms. Either way, God's preparing a place for us. I like mansions better than rooms. That's just my personal opinion. But either way, isn't it great? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it amazing that Jesus said, hey, I'm going to prepare a place for you. So one day you're going to be where I am. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. The day before he was going to the cross. And guess what? They were confused. They were fearful. They were uncertain about the future. And in their darkest moment, and the disciples of Christ, his followers, his friends, they said, man, I thought we were supposed to follow you and serve with you and fulfill your mission. And now you say you're leaving? And he says, let not your heart be troubled. And on that eve, on that darkest moment in the disciples' lives, Jesus gave them a promise of a real place, heaven. Heaven. I'll tell you, I'm probably going to do a lot of singing today in my sermon. So bear with it, and I'll say, deal with it, right? This promise wasn't just for them, it's for every believer today. Heaven is not a fairy tale. It's not just some magical place up in the clouds and with angels with wings and little cherubs. I'm not saying, listen, It's not a fairy tale. It's not a state of mind. It is a real place prepared by a real Savior for real people who have placed their trust in Him.
Amen.
That's what listen. Heaven is for everybody. Anybody can go to heaven, but not everybody will go to heaven. And we've talked about that before when it comes to salvation and sin and things like that. And we'll talk about it more. But I want to talk about heaven. Anytime I have the opportunity to attend a funeral and I mourn and I grieve, my heart goes to heaven. Many of you have suffered loss in the last year or two, three. Many of you have loved ones in heaven that have given their that are saved, that are in heaven now. And we have to keep heaven in view. I stood at the graveside. I dropped a flower into the grave on top of the casket. I watched people stand there and thank this man. And they knew he wasn't there, but they're just kind of giving their last respects and love and saying, thank you for being a great dad. And I saw some who couldn't speak. I saw some who maybe had some regrets. Heaven's a real place. Death is a reality. Loss is a reality. So I want to share four things about heaven this morning. And be encouraged this morning. Be challenged and be blessed. Number one, we have the promise of heaven. The promise of heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." This body is going to wear down. This body one day is going to die. This earthly tabernacle that the scripture is talking about is going to fade away. But God is building me a body, making me a body that one day when I cross over into Jordan, when I cross over into glory, I'm going to be with Him in a brand new body. 1 Peter 1:4 says, "To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you." Heaven is not wishful thinking. Heaven is a divine promise for those who know Jesus Christ. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, "For we know, not we hope, not we think, we know that if this body fades away and dissolves, which it will, God has prepared something even better for us in heaven." Peter reminds us that heaven is incorruptible. Heaven is unfading. It is guaranteed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It is sealed by the Spirit of God. There's a promise of heaven. He said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Heaven's a real place. We used to sing this song, "Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His praise. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place." And the chorus and the name of the song is, "When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory." Heaven is promised, and because heaven is promised to those who have trusted Christ as our personal Savior and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, heaven is promised. We don't have to fear what comes after death. As a Christian, as a believer, as a child of God, we don't have to fear death. We can face trials here on earth with courage, knowing that the best is yet to come.
Yes, sir.
Is it easy? It's easy preaching. It's hard living. Because of the promise of glory, of heaven. I've heard it called Beulah Land, the land of Beulah, the land of God's rest and peace. Heaven. Because of that promise, we don't have to fear what comes after death. There are people all within a 1 mile radius of this place that if you asked them if they were scared to die, they'd say, "Oh yeah." Could you imagine? This is I was talking to my boys this morning about this, but can you imagine not knowing God, about God? Not knowing that Jesus died for you and shed his blood for you, and that you can be saved and forgiven of your sins and have eternity in heaven. Imagine not knowing that biblical Bible truth. That's scary, right? I'd be like, man. And most people, what they try to live a really good life so that hopefully they get to heaven and things like that. My goodness, I would be out of luck if it was up to me. Knowing that truth, yes, you know what, it should drive us to tell others about it. Hey, you know what, we have the truth, we have the cure, we have the answer. But beyond that, knowing that we know the truth, that God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross and he rose again. Knowing that truth and knowing that, especially if you've accepted him and you're a child of God, that you don't have to fear death, that's enough for any of us to get out of bed in the morning and serve Jesus Christ with our lives. The promise of heaven. Let this hope, the promise of heaven, strengthen your faith in times of doubt. Because those times of doubt will come. Some of you are in a season of doubt right now. Rest in the promise of heaven. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. It's a great old song. Life's trials will seem so small when we see him. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrow will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. It'll be worth it all. Oh, life is difficult, but there's a promise that we can rest in. The promise of heaven. Number two, the place of heaven. The place of heaven. Revelation 21:21 describes what heaven looks like. It says, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. The streets of gold. Revelation 22, and there shall be no night there. No night. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Hebrews 12:22, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Heaven is described as a city, a country, a kingdom, and a home. Streets of gold, gates of pearl, no night, no need for the sun. For the Lord himself is the light. It is a prepared place for a prepared people. That's the place of heaven. It's real. I believe in it. I believe one day I'm going there, not because of my good works, but because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ applied to me. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. You have saved my life. The place of heaven. It's a real place. It's a real place. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. And the chorus goes, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me. And he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. There's victory in Jesus. There's a place called heaven, and it's real. This world is not our home. There's another song, I'm not going to sing it, but there's an old country song or country gospel song. This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through, is what it says. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me to heaven's open shore, but I can't feel at home in this world anymore. This world is not my home. Don't cling too tightly to earthly possessions or comforts. It's easy to do. I just told that story about my truck. It's easy to do. Invest in eternity. Invest in eternity, in things that last. Pop, aren't you glad that your dad decided to raise you up in the ways of God?
Amen.
In glory now. He's in heaven now. He would go through Holyoke, and one of his main things, he loved to pick up, he recycled cans. So everybody that threw cans on the ground, he'd pick up all the cans all over Holyoke and probably make some good money doing it. And he was known in the city of Holyoke as, you know, the guy, the can guy. You know, you have a big pickup truck and fill them all with cans, and anybody. He would go a mile just to get that one can. And so at the service, one of his sons said, I think he's up in heaven right now picking up the cans in heaven.
They've been redeemed.
Yeah, they've been redeemed already. Oh, wow, that's pretty good. But aren't you glad, Pop, he raised you in the ways of Christ? Because he raised my father-in-law, Fred, in the ways of Christ and in church and in the house of God. And then guess what? My father-in-law, Fred, decided to raise his children up in the ways of Jesus Amen. Christ, him and my mother-in-law, Kelly. And they raised their kids up in the way of Christ. By the way, facing trials, facing heartache, facing difficulty along the journey. Didn't give up. Hey, may have wandered a bit here and there in our hearts. We doubt, but trusting God all the way, raising kids up for Christ. And guess what? I met that cute little 13-year-old when I was in youth group, and I married her. Smart move is right, with his permission and blessing. Thankfully, I impressed him before he knew I was interested in her. So I kind of beat him to the punch. He actually went home and said, you know, Kelly, I think I like that young man. I want him to date our daughter. And she says, I hope he takes an interest in our daughter. And she goes, where you been? He's been interested for a long time. But hey, guess what? I'll say this. All the glory goes to God for all the good things in our lives and blessings. But God uses people, doesn't he? Yes, he does. I can say this. I've said it before about my father-in-law. Hey, you know what? This place, Coastline Baptist Church, if we're being technical, wouldn't be here without my father-in-law raising his kids for Christ. Because I wouldn't be where I am without God giving me the right wife. Let's go a step further and say you wouldn't be sitting at 657 Route 28 in West Yarmouth at Coastline Baptist Church hearing the preaching of the Word of God had it not been for Antonio Robles Sr. Starting in Puerto Rico, bringing his kids to church. Remember the name of your church in Puerto Rico?
The Iglesia Pentecostal Movimiento Internacional.
Whatever he said. But guess what? A man decided, and it probably goes even beyond that. Yeah. Somebody reached your dad, your grandmother, brought him to church. So we're investing in eternity.
Amen.
You know what he probably didn't care about as much? His old truck with the cans in it. He cared about it, yes. But guess what's lasting beyond those cans? He got his 5 cents, and that was that. But guess what? He's got great grandchildren hearing the Word of God preached right now in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. We invest in eternity. We invest in eternity because there is a place called heaven, a place of heaven. What else? We have the people of heaven. The people of heaven. Revelation 7:9. Oh, I love this. Revelation 7:9 talks about the end times and heaven and glory. It says, after this, John wrote this, the Apostle John. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. Matthew 5:12, rejoice, Jesus said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Revelation 21, and there shall in no wise enter into it, heaven, anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Heaven will be filled with God's redeemed people from every corner of the earth. The redeemed will worship around the throne in unity and in joy. And like I said, not everyone will enter, only those written in the Lamb's book of life, those who have accepted Christ. And by the way, there'll be people that aren't Baptist in heaven.
Amen.
Take that. I bet you we'll get to heaven and be surprised at some of the people we see there. I didn't think you were But guess what? They trusted Christ. Amen. Those who are redeemed. They don't have to look just like you. They don't have to act just like me. The redeemed. The redeemed will be in heaven. I love this song. We haven't sung it here. Maybe on our first year, but it's an older song. I would say probably sung more in the South, but it goes like this, and it's just beautiful. It's, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. We shall meet on that beautiful shore. It's why every week you'll hear me encourage and share the gospel of Christ, because I want your name to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't assume that heaven is automatic. Just because your parents brought you to church or your parents were saved and gave their lives to Christ, you don't kind of inherit that from them. It's a personal decision. Salvation in Christ alone is the entrance requirement for heaven. So share the gospel urgently. Before that, make sure that you know Jesus Christ and have accepted Christ alone as your salvation. And then when you do become a child of God and you become saved and trusting in Him, yes, it's time to urgently share the gospel with other people so that other people may be part of that great number of people that one day will worship around the throne of every nation, of every language, of every tribe and tongue, skin color, all. Everybody will sing around the throne eternal and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and God Almighty, the people of heaven. If you're saved, you're in that number. That's something to rejoice about. And it's something to share. It's why we have, yes, those invitations out there are an invitation to Coastline. But on the back, it says the Bible way to heaven. The Bible way to heaven. And it gives the scriptures of how you can know for sure that you've trusted Christ as your Savior and have a home in heaven. Amen. Yes, sir. The people of heaven. And lastly, we have this. We have the peace of heaven. Revelation 21:4 says this. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. Neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Sounds like a pretty good place. Yeah. Because I've experienced the pain of loss. I've experienced the grief that comes with the death of someone that I love. I have had sorrow. I have cried. I have felt pain, physical and emotional. And to know that one day, God Himself shall wipe away all those tears that we've cried. Yes, sir. I've seen some of you at this altar with tears coming down. I don't even know what they're about. You've shed some tears. You've wept in the night. Some of you recently have wept in the night. And one day in heaven, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there'll be no more death. Philippians 3:20 says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Colossians 3, I already quoted it earlier, set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Heaven will be a place of peace. No more sorrow. No more death. No more pain. No more courts. No more prison. No more murder. No more fill in the blank. No more crime. No more drugs. No more drunk driving accidents. No more cancer. No more leukemia. No more anxiety. No more depression. No more doubt and insecurities. No more abuse. No more. No more of that junk. No more of those things that drag us down. No more regret. No more failed decisions. No more sin. No more lust. No more pornography. No more temptation. It's all going to be gone and destroyed. Hallelujah for heaven. Hallelujah for the peace of heaven. How I long to go there. How I long to leave this world and be with Jesus in eternal and absolute peace. Listen, thank God for the peace found in Jesus Christ here in this broken and fallen world. But one day, I won't have to work at it. I won't have to continually stumble and get back up. No, I'll be with Jesus Christ in a real place called heaven with peace overflowing forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the peace of heaven, there'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no more pain, and no more parting, no more goodbyes. Over there, and forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day! What a day! Glorious day that will be. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! The promise of heaven, the place of heaven, the people of heaven, and the peace of heaven. Keep your eyes fixed on heaven when life is overwhelming. Life is overwhelming. Not if life gets overwhelming, when life gets overwhelming, because it's gonna. Some of you are in it right now. Overwhelmed. Keep your eyes. Oh, keep your eyes fixed on heaven. One day with Jesus. One day we won't have to deal with all this stuff down here anymore. One day we won't have to worry about how our kids are going to turn out or how they're going to make it in this world. There'll be no chemotherapy. There'll be no stillborns. There'll be no miscarriages or infertility. One day. So we have to keep our eyes fixed. Oh, we have to keep looking. One day, when God calls us, I'm not going to beat him to the punch. That's a temptation for some of us in this room. You've considered taking your life. You've considered, hey, you know what? Everything would be better off without me. That's a lie of the devil. Let me just add that in there. Suicide is never the answer. 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 All it does is transfer your brokenness to everybody else that's here. That sorrow and hurt in you that you think you'll erase if you take your life. All you're doing when someone makes that choice is you're just transferring that hurt to the people that love you. That's a side note. Never the answer. Let God call you home. Let God call you home. Keep your eyes fixed. Keep your eyes fixed. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Whatever pain you carry today, hey, is temporary. It's temporary. Heaven is eternal. So we can live with peace now because we know what's coming. Eternal peace. Heaven is real. Heaven is real. It is promised by Christ. It is described in Scripture. It is populated by the redeemed, and it's filled with eternal peace. So if you're saved this morning, a child of God, live with heaven in view. Live with heaven in view. Let it motivate you to holy living, to living for God. Let it motivate you to give generously and store up treasures in heaven, not here on earth. Let it motivate you to be a bolder witness for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you're not saved today, if you don't know if heaven's your home, make sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life today. Jesus is the only way. In John 14, after he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Thomas said, but Lord, we don't know where you're going. We don't know the way. How are we going to go with you? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus is the way to heaven. Thank God for heaven. Thank you again for listening to the Coastline Baptist Church podcast. We hope the message was an encouragement to your heart. Please connect with us through our website, coastlinecc.org, or on Facebook or Instagram. Send us a message, send us an email, and we'd love to connect with you. We'd also love if you could visit us for a Sunday morning service. You can find our address on our website, and our services start at 10 a.m. Our mission at Coastline is simply this: to know Jesus deeply and to show Jesus daily. I hope that we've helped you do that in your life today. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week.